Austin, the government has told law enforcement agencies across the country to be on the lookout over the Christmas holiday. But on the lookout for what? Here's ABC's Andy Field.
The FBI and Homeland Security terror threat warning offers no specific information, but two captured Iraqi insurgents claim that Al-Qaeda is preparing attacks in Europe and the U.S. over the holidays without any details. Last year's underwear bomb attempt and the recent Oregon Christmas tree lighting bomb plot helped trigger this latest warning to 18,000 police agencies, saying Al-Qaeda could be plotting a high-profile holiday attack.
Discussing a new report on Afghanistan, Vice Joint Chiefs of Staff General James Cartwright says U.S. troops will begin a gradual withdrawal starting next summer.
We are already thinning out troops in areas and moving them to other areas. So we're already seeing that progress in areas where we intended to measure.
Earlier today, President Obama said the U.S. has had success taking out top Al-Qaeda and Taliban operatives.
Al-Qaeda's senior leadership in the border region of Afghanistan and Pakistan is under more pressure than at any point since they fled Afghanistan 9 years ago. Senior leaders have been killed. It's harder for them to recruit. It's harder for them to travel. It's harder for them to train. It's harder for them to plot and launch attacks.
The White House continues pushing passage of a $1 trillion spending bill. It does contain thousands of earmarks, but officials say its passage is key to national security. The security guard who shot a gunman who had opened fire on the Panama City, Florida school board is speaking out. Mike Jones says for a few minutes he thought Superintendent Bill Husfeld had been killed. It was only later he realized all the board members were okay.
When the superintendent came up from behind that counter and Franklin Harrison, and he came and hugged my neck, that's when I lost it. Like I am now, like just crying. I cry at Chick-fil-A too, y'all.
The gunman committed suicide after Jones wounded him in the shoulder. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey everyone, it's Jay Farner from Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important information for you. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is all the way down to 4.75%. APR 4.84%. That's why right now is a perfect time to call Quicken Loans. Why wait to refinance till next year? Get a jump start on fixing your finances for 2011. So give us a call today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a free Ryobi power tool worth up to $99 when you buy a Ryobi Super Combo Kit or a Lithium Ion Combo Kit. Select that free tool from a wide range of power tools and make two of the people on your list happy, or one of them very happy. We're lowering the cost of an extra package under the tree with a free power tool when you buy a Ryobi Super Combo Kit. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through December 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
And good afternoon, I'm Len Tillum, I'm a lawyer. This, of course, KGO News Talk 810. You got legal problems? Pick up the phone, give me a call, 808-0810. You know it, we've got a new time, we're on Monday to Friday, 1 to 2, Sundays, of course, 3 to 4. Call now, 808-0810, I'm a lawyer, I got open lines, you wait later. You know, you wait till a quarter to two or something, you're not getting through. Pick up the phone right now. Jaime. Jaime in Pacifica.
Hello, sir.
Hey, how come you need a lawyer?
I rented a storage spot from a national storage facility, and they made me take fingerprints, copy my photo ID, and they said this was necessary.
No kidding. There must be some state law for that, you know? They want your fingerprints, and they want to see your driver's license.
Yes, sir, and it was just a small time I was going to use the storage spot. I said, I'm worried about identity theft because I'd been a victim of it before.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, upon your removal of your items, we'll return all that information to you. Well, I went and checked out, and they couldn't find the file.
Now,
and
wait a second. They don't have your original driver's license. They lost the copy of your driver's license.
Yes, sir.
And that's it?
Along with my fingerprints.
I wish you would have told me the rats chewed your stuff. You know, your neighbor broke in. Really, this is not, you know, what's the damages? There's nothing you can do, really.
Exactly. I called their regional manager, and they said, we can't find the file. I said, well, what if this stuff gets in the wrong hands? What do I do? I
mean, you know, you hear about those big cases where somebody like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, some of these banks, somebody loses a disk, and they lose track of identifying information for tens of thousands of consumers. We hear those stories.
Yes.
You know, in those cases, what the consumer gets is a few years of credit monitoring services. And that's it. I mean, you can check your credit ratings. I doubt if the, you know, the storage facility is going to even pay for that. But without seeing the lawyer, you have to prove what's known as actual damages, real, you know. And you got nothing right now. You think you may be subject to identity theft sometime in the future, but that's not real damages, actual damages now.
I see. So, well, the problem I have is if they hold the people who use the facilities accountable and make us follow the contract, why can't they be accountable for their actions?
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if the world worked that way? But forget about it. It ain't going to happen. Nothing you can do. Monitor your credit ratings. Go online. I think you can get a free report. Not free credit report. Thatplace.com. That ain't free. But there are ways to get credit ratings every once in a while for free. Check it out. Okay. James in Oakland. KGO James. How come you're calling
me? How you doing, Len?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
I have three sisters.
Three sisters.
My mother is 84.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest sister has been taking care of my mother for about 10 years now. Two older sisters have said basically when my mother dies, they want to kick my younger sister out the house so they can sell it and take their money.
Let me do a little short story here. There's always one kid. I do trusts and estates who get your stuff when you die. I encounter these stories all the time, really. And there's always one kid, usually a daughter, who takes care of mom and dad when they're old. Sometimes she might quit her job, give up her life. She takes care of mom. Poor mom took care of dad. Dad dies. Now there's no one to take care of mom. The daughter moves in. Youngest daughters often takes care of mom. And the other sisters, even brothers, they look at it and they don't know you're changing the diapers, you're helping her bathe, you're keeping mom out of a nursing home, it's company, you're watching her boring TV shows with her at night, whatever it is, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, feeding her, taking her shopping, taking her to all those doctor appointments. And the other kids, you know what they think? They think, you're not taking care of mom, you're getting to live there rent-free and you're mooching off mom. You know?
That's right, and they think that my younger sisters had really like undue
influence.
So my mother is going to change or is changing her trust.
Now, what you got to do, what your mom should do is this is the, you know, the other sister's married usually. They got husbands, families, houses. Your sister who takes care of mom is single, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So if the trust by mistake, if mom, you know, mothers and fathers always say, I give it equally to all my kids. Well, if the trust gives it equally to all the kids, the other kids or your sisters are going to turn around and say, get out. Here's some money. Go pay rent for a while. Your sister who has no job because she's been taking care of mom will wind up homeless. So what your mom has to do is change her will or trust to say that the younger sister gets a life estate in the house or gets to live in the house, even give her the house. Take care of the kid who takes care of you, the one who keeps you out of a nursing home.
One of the things that I wanted to add that, because I know it's going to be a really big fight.
It's not going to be a fight if mom changes her will or trust. That's it. It's mom's house. She can do whatever she wants.
Okay. Well, one of the things I was thinking about, I saw this on TV and I asked a lawyer about this, was doing a legal deposition equipment.
Wait. Stop. James, you mean a video will? You set up a video camera, and your mother in the video camera says, I give my younger daughter the house, right?
Right.
Forget about it. They don't count as nothing. They're not a will. They're not a trust. They're not an amendment. It's not a bad idea because, see, you got to have the lawyer. If your sister goes and changes the will or the trust, the other greedy sisters will say, undue influence, you tricked her, she didn't know what she was signing, mom will be dead. But if you take it to a lawyer, you know, you take it to somebody like me, I'm not getting anything. I don't care whether your mom gives it to a televangelist, you know, some guru, or to the kids. What do I care? I'm not getting it. I'll do whatever the client wants. So my testimony is important. And if your mother wants to also videotape why she's leaving it to her, you know, it might be good. That's evidence of your mother's mental capacity and that she's not the victim of undue influence. But the best thing your mother can do is go back to her lawyer and change her will and explain to the lawyer at length. I write all these notes down because if there's a case, you know, I don't remember 2-3 years later. I read my notes. This mom said the daughter takes care of me. The others never visit. I want her to have a place to live. She's competent. Your mother doesn't have Alzheimer's yet, right?
Oh, no, no. She's in good shape.
Clear as a bell, right?
Right.
Take her.
Clear, as far as I'm concerned.
Take her. Does mom have a trust?
Yeah, she's getting ready to go redo it.
How old is mom? 85?
84.
And she can walk around and get around, right?
Yep. A little slow, but she can get there.
You take her, not your younger sister. It'll be better because, you know, you're being very generous. You're saying, I don't need a big inheritance. You take her. You got it? But get her to that lawyer and protect the sister. Got it?
I got it.
By the way, I did a number. You know, I do this column. It's called Elder Advocate. It's in a bunch of newspapers. It's in the Chronicle once a month. North Bay papers have it weekly. Pacific, the Sonoma Sun. A lot of papers. Anyway, here's the story. Go to my webpage, LenTillum.com. There's a column. It's called Len's Columns Elder Advocate. That's what the column's called. And there's a bunch of articles there just about this topic. Take care of the kids who take care of you. It's not written anywhere. You got it? It is not written anywhere that you have to give it equally to your kids. That is not the 11th commandment. You got one kid who takes care of you and has given up her life for you. Why should she be punished after you die? You don't have to do it equally, especially if one's doing a better job for you than the others. Got it? Got it. Our next caller, her husband filed for divorce, and now the guy wants the judge to kick the woman out of the house. Quite a guy. We got a good story for you coming up. You want to talk to me? I've got open lines. 808-0810. Len Tillum, KGO.
California Lottery Scratchers are changing the sound of the season.
We wish you a Merry Scratchers. We wish you a Merry Scratcher.
Scratchers now have $50 million more in prizes every month, which make them great gifts for the holidays.
Big winnings to you and all of your friends. Big winnings from Scratchers.
$50 million more in prizes? Now that's something to sing about.
And a Scratchers New Year.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play. For details, visit calottery.com.
Welcome, procrastinators. At Orchard Supply Hardware, we have the gifts. We know it's the season where you can be naughty or nice. Either way you go, you need to reward yourself for your behavior. To help, we've got 25% off the regular price of everything Craftsman. All in-stock hand tools and chests, power tools and accessories, even lawnmowers. This weekend, in-store and now online at osh.com. You might not be on Santa's list, but it has been known to be incomplete. Plus, Dickies durable workwear, all heavy-duty pants, jackets, and shirts are also 25% off at Osh through Christmas Eve. They're chimney safe if you want to take your Santa persona to the next level. All this is part of the great Christmas tradition of, whoops, I seem to have bought most of the gifts for myself. Let's not let that one die. Orchard Supply Hardware. Bringing you holiday values since 1931.
John asked the AT&T representative on the other end of the line to repeat what they'd said. And there it was again. Three magic words. It's your choice. John couldn't believe it. Choice. AT&T wanted John to get the bundle that was best for John. Cable never gave John all those choices. The AT&T person asked if John was still on the line. Just trying to decide, John said. This choice thing would take some getting used to.
Choose the bundle that's right for you. Get AT&T U-verse TV with a DVR that can record up to 4 shows at once from any room on a single DVR and play them back on any TV. Plus, get internet and your choice of home phone or wireless voice, all starting at $99 a month with a 1-year price guarantee. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT, visit our stores, or click att.com/TV. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Geographic and service restrictions apply. Advertised price requires a 1-year term commitment for bundled U-verse services. Taxes and other charges apply. Early termination fees and other conditions apply. Total home DVR requires extra receivers at $7 per month. All funds $319.11. For details, visit att.com/TV.
Hi, it's Gene Burns with Dale Karen of Zero Res. Dale, why don't you offer coupons like the other guys?
Gene, you're the expert on food and wine, and we at Zero Res are the expert in carpet cleaning. There are carpet cleaners who do it cheap, and there are cleaners that do it right. The cheap coupon cleaners bait and switch their customers. We don't play that game at Zero Res. We give our customers a great service, great carpet cleaning, and we're the only company in the Bay Area that uses empowered water instead of those toxic soaps and shampoos that can create health problems and concerns. You get good, clean carpet that stays that way longer with Zero Res. And right now, we have our best price of the year offer for KGO listeners.
Get 3 rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for just $49 a room, 3-room minimum. Call Zero Res now at 877-321-0739, 877-321-0739, or visit ZeroResBayArea.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations, CRMLA. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Do you find yourself frequently forgetting things? Do you walk into a room and forget why? Then listen to what Mary from Denver had to say about Neurostin.
I'm 55 years old and felt foggy all the time. I'd forget where I put my keys and my glasses. I couldn't remember names. My friends and coworkers were noticing, too. Thank goodness my husband saw an article about Neurostin and called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your mental sharpness, focus, and concentration, and help get rid of that frustrating brain fog. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-500-0442.
I started taking Neurostin and I was me again. I feel as sharp as I did 15 years ago.
Better focus and mental clarity is just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, just call 1-800-500-0442 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to feel sharper for free. 1-800-500-0442.
Julian Assange gets bail. If you gotta get shackled, it might as well be in an English country mansion.
You wanna talk about it?
We will. On KGOAM, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
News Talk 810.
Husband files for divorce against a wife. Woman's living there with the kids. And this guy now wants the wife and kids kicked out of the house. Some Prince Charming type of guy. We're gonna talk about that. First, Brett. What's going on in the newsroom?
Good afternoon, Linda. It had unanimous approval by San Francisco city leaders, but the hope of bringing the America's Cup to the Bay is dimming. The Golden Gate Yacht Club has yet to accept the city's revised bid, and the Associated Press is citing an anonymous source who claims negotiations are now focused on Newport, Rhode Island. The focus of a controversial effort to sell off state buildings now turns into the South Bay. Lawyers for the Schwarzenegger administration have asked a state appeals court in San Jose to lift a stay on the $2.3 billion sale of 11 state buildings and to do so quickly. The sale had been due to close Wednesday, but it was temporarily blocked by a judge late last week. And a South Carolina retiree is doing his part to help California close its massive budget deficit. More than four decades after Dennis Ferguson received unemployment benefits from the state, he wrote a $10,000 check to the Treasury to pay back the money plus interest. He says he was laid off in the 60s and the unemployment benefits helped him find a new career. Checking the KGO 24-hour traffic center, stop and go traffic on westbound 80 between Cutting Boulevard and the Maze. But once you get to the Bay Bridge, you're back up to speed. The metering lights are off. Slow traffic on westbound 580 through Livermore between North Livermore Avenue and Airway Boulevard because Caltrans is doing some road work in the two right lanes. And in the North Bay, northbound 101 at Cotati and 116, there is a crash on the right shoulder and it's still slow out of Petaluma over the Cotati grade. KGO's Lloyd Lindsay Young says you can expect increasing clouds tonight. Rain tomorrow. It'll be heavy at times. Chilly, too. And the weekend outlook, periods of heavy rain. On your radio, it's 810. KGO News Talk 810. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Len Tillon, KGO News Talk 810. I'm a lawyer. 808-0810. You want a lawyer for free? Me. I got David Brown, another lawyer doing research. You're getting two lawyers. All you got to do is call me on KGO. What's so hard? Free. I don't need no credit cards. Julianne in Hayward, KGO, Julianne. How come you're calling a lawyer?
Hi, Len. I'm calling a lawyer because my husband, he filed a divorce. And in the meantime, he filed a motion to kick me out and my two children out as well.
Are they his children also?
Yes. One on his children. He turned 3 next month.
3 years old.
Yeah.
So the father of this 3-year-old, wait, who owns the house? Is it your house or his house?
Actually, he bought the house before he married me, but after that, he refinanced it 2 times, and then he put my name on the deed.
Oh, your name is on the deed. Thank goodness. Okay, look, what does he expect? You to move out with the two children with his 3-year-old, and he's going to move in with his new girlfriend? Is that what he wants? What's going on?
I don't know, because he positioned his family, his father family coming up from Vietnam.
Yeah.
My people, and that's why, you know, he wants to kick me out.
No, listen to me. You need help. Did he file court papers, or he just told you to move out?
He filed a court paper.
You have to file. You need help. You need a lawyer or somebody to help you. You have no money, right, to hire a lawyer, do you?
No, I don't have any money. That's why I'm calling you to care for that.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
There are family law court facilitators in your county. You follow me on that? And they can help you. And they can help you fill out papers, and they may know other places you can get some help. You have to fill out the papers, and they'll tell you what to do. Don't be afraid. Many times people go into court without a lawyer, even if he has a lawyer, and the judge will listen to you and hear your story and hear, you know, the problem is, where is the kid? He doesn't want the kids. He just wants you and the kids out, right?
Right.
Does he give you any child support?
Yes.
How much?
Because he makes a lot of money, that's why the child support and the spousal support on the total is...
Did you go to court to get a judge to order child support, or he gives it to you and you never went to court?
We just went a couple of days ago, Monday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He had a lawyer? Your husband had a lawyer?
No, he doesn't have any lawyer.
Go talk to the family law court facilitator. They will help you with the papers. You have to answer, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
My question is, you know, if we go to the court and the judge asks me to move in out?
The judge won't ask you to move out. I promise you.
Okay.
It's your name is on the deed. What judge around this time of year would say you have the two children, a 3-year-old child, he's working, you're not working? Let him go rent. I hope he rents an apartment. You know, one apartment with a naked bulb hanging from a wire by the ceiling. That's what he deserves, you understand? Don't worry about it. The judge won't throw you out. Fill out the papers. Family law court facilitator, okay?
Okay. Thank
Good
you,
luck
Larry.
To you. Let me know what happens. Talk about Scrooge. Guy moves out. I want a divorce, and you get out so I can bring somebody else in here. My God. Barbara in San Jose, KGO Barbara. How come you're calling a lawyer?
Hi, Len. I'm a retired teacher, and for the first time, I have hired a cleaning service. I got their name from a friend who had used them for a while, and the lady came over, and her price was less than some of the other places I talked to. So I set it up, and she brings along. I've used them for about a month now. But I believe the two ladies who actually come and do the cleaning are here illegally. They speak no English. They don't drive.
Do you pay them or you pay the agency?
I pay the lady who drives them and does not do the cleaning.
Right.
Drops them off.
How much do you pay her an hour per person?
I don't know. I pay $70 every 2 weeks, and they're here for 2 hours. So.
Ask those ladies how much they actually get. The woman who drives probably earns more than they do. But look, you're worried you're going to go to jail because you're hiring undocumented aliens, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking that, you know, I'm not planning to run for office, but, you know, I'm just wondering if this could be a problem.
I don't think. Well, first of all, it's against the law. Let's talk, but no big deal. Wait a minute. There's a law, Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act. and you could, you know, you're breaking a law. Nobody prosecuted Meg Whitman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, there are fines from $2,000 to $10,000, but you didn't hire them. You're using this other woman. You know what I mean? You have nothing to worry about. You hired a company. You didn't hire the housekeeper directly. You're the customer, not the employer.
Okay. My I have one second part. If they were to, I don't know, squirt their cleaning solution in their eyes, would I be liable if they are to get
hurt? See, you're asking the wrong question. It's not would you be liable. Would you be liable implies that you go to a trial and a jury and all that other stuff, and the jury says you owe them money. But before you get there, it could cost you a fortune in legal bills. Mm-hmm. What you do need, whether they're documented or not, and what I have, you got a homeowner's policy, right? You own your house?
Yes, of course, yes.
You make sure that anybody who comes to mow your lawn, clean your house, they're not full-time employees. You've got some kind of workman's compensation or medical coverage. If anybody is injured in your house, even if it's their fault, that's okay. What you need. That's your homeowner's. But I've heard of nobody, you know, sometimes big bosses. There was a meatpacking firm in the Midwest. I think it was a kosher meatpacking place that had a lot of illegal aliens, undocumented. They got hit with federal fines. But you, you know, you're running a house. Who cares? Nobody cares. And I've hired, you know, undocumented aliens. I'm sure, you know, they just, we do all the time. Everybody does. I don't know if everybody does. Boy, am I going to get emails about that. But how else do we find people to clean our houses and cut our lawns nowadays, right?
True.
Who else would take work like that? The kids out of high school aren't interested.
Stop worrying.
Give them a nice Christmas bonus. That's what I recommend. And don't give the bonus to the lady who drives the car. Give the bonus to them directly, cash.
Right.
Oh, by the way, if you do hire a housekeeper directly, not through the agency, and you pay him more than $1,700 a year, you're supposed to. You're supposed to do Social Security and Medicare withholding.
Oh, okay.
But you're not required to pay withhold federal income taxes unless the employee asks you to do it. Don't worry about it. You're hiring the company. You're not hiring the housekeepers directly.
Okay.
But give them a Christmas bonus, okay?
Okay.
Because it is Christmas. Uh-huh. We're going to be back with lots more. This guy, our next caller, his nephew was airlifted from a rave after he overdosed. And guess what the helicopter's going to cost for getting stoned at a rave? $24,000. Pretty expensive ride, you know, for getting stoned and whacked out at a rave. We'll talk about that. Len Tillum, KGO. Let me tell you right now about Sonoma Valley. You know what I'm going to tell you? I live here. I love Sonoma Valley. Gorgeous this time of year, not filled with tourists. In the summertime, late spring, right through the fall, you can't even get near the plaza. We have this gorgeous plaza in the center of town. You can't even get near it. But now in the winter, it's empty. You can park around the plaza. You can sit at the Basque Lingerie and have coffee. You can have great meals at the Girl in the Fig. Rest up at the Sonoma Valley Inn, the lodge at Sonoma. It's a Renaissance resort and spa. And check out Sonoma Valley's B&B Association. We have fabulous beds and breakfasts. Wonderful places, good values, friendly people. It's a great place to visit. We're 50 minutes from the Golden Gate Bridge. That's it. And by the way, we have this plaza. Well, you know what saves Sonoma? We're a half hour from any freeway. We're not like Napa, which is right on a freeway, or Petaluma is on that 101 corridor. We're cute, charming, quaint. You can't beat it for a romantic getaway. And the prices are great this time. Come to Sonoma Valley. You'll love it. Go check it out, sonomavalley.com. You know what? If you're driving up Broadway right into town, on your right-hand side after the high school, when you're coming into town on 12, big red building, it's my office. If you get here between 1 and 2 on a weekday, come on in. You can be an audience and watch me do the show. We'll give you a Sonoma Valley welcome. Come and see my town.
Be jolly at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Doors open Friday 8 a.m. and Saturday 7 a.m. for our best morning specials until 1 p.m. Like 1/10 carat diamond box jewelry, $29.99. Junior sweaters and sweater dresses, $19.99. Jeffrey Bean and Oscar De La Renta sweaters for him, $19.99. Bella Cucina Novelty Electrics, $14.99 after $5 mail-in rebate. And 1 carat diamond earrings, $599. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
With the holiday season in full swing, consider giving yourself a gift by refinancing your mortgage with Fremont Bank. Right now, if you apply for a fixed-rate mortgage, you can lock in a rate as low as 4.125% APR with no closing cost. And unlike some banks, when we say no closing cost, we truly mean it. No escalating monthly payments, no hidden fees, no prepayment penalties, nothing extra. So while you're busy buying gifts for everyone else in your life, consider giving yourself the gift of a fixed-rate mortgage from a strong, trusted community bank that has been helping Bay Area homeowners for over 45 years. Apply now for a mortgage with Fremont Bank. Call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI. Wishing you happy holidays from the Fremont Bank family. Fremont Bank, not too big, not too small, just right.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 12/15/2010, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space design to the first 10 callers who respond to this radio ad right now by calling 888-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will shoot photos of your existing home and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This summer, make your home look like a vacation home with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, lighting, and custom built-in barbecues. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing and finance options ever. Remember, this incredible free design offer is only available to the first 10 callers, so call right now, 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-PAVE-002.
Did you know that the total return of the stock market in the last decade was between 0 and 1%? Can you afford another 10 years of returns like that? There is an alternative to stock market volatility for your investment dollars. It's a rapidly growing industry that offers you the opportunity to earn a 12 to 14% total fixed return or higher with no stock market risk to your principal. Call Pacific West Capital Group at 1-800-588-8000 and request your free information now. Avoid the ups and downs of the stock market and interest rate fluctuations and earn a 12 to 14% total fixed return or higher. Call Pacific West Capital Group at 1-800-588-8000 to receive your free no-obligation brochure. This investment is eligible for IRA or 401k rollovers, and the source of your investment payout comes from some of the most financially stable companies in the world. Call 1-800-588-8000. Call Pacific West for your free brochure today at 1-800-588-8000. That's 1-800-588-8000.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-600-7477 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-600-7477. 1-800-600-7477. That's 1-800-600-7477.
Stick around, and you'll actually hear yourself getting smarter. KGO, News Talk 810.
Toyota owners, no one knows your Toyota better than the factory-trained Toyota technicians at your local Toyota dealership. Visit toyotaowners.com and schedule your next service appointment. Save time and money servicing your vehicle right. Visit toyotaowners.com today.
Len Tillum, KGO News Talk 810. I'm a lawyer, and let's say hello to Mark in Napa. Hey, Mark, KGO, why are you calling a lawyer, Mark?
Hi, Len. You and Dave have a great show. I really appreciate all you do.
Thank you.
My nephew's trying to kind of straighten out his life, and we found out that on July 3rd, he went to a rave that was posted on Facebook and Craigslist, and he OD'd. He survived, but he had to be airlifted to a hospital. It was in Tuolumne County and somewhere in the mountains, and the bill was over $24,000.
Yeah, that's what it cost to get a helicopter in there to save your life. Yeah, he's at this rave with all these kids somewhere in Yeah, go on.
My question to you is my father passed away, and he had a trust, and he left $50,000 for my nephew that he is getting on March 1st of next year. We found out now that he has begun filing for bankruptcy. If he does file for bankruptcy, can his creditors eventually go after that money, and is he doing anything illegal knowing that he's going to inherit money?
Wait a second. Why is this kid, what is he, 23, filing for bankruptcy? How much can he owe at 23?
We found out through all his debts, he's been a raver and a partier, and I tried to intervene, but my brother wouldn't let me. I knew he was going on the bad end, and he owes $35,000 in debt.
Well, you have to look at your father's estate plan. He may have what's called in the trust, and we put this in all our trust, a spendthrift clause. And that says the beneficiaries cannot voluntarily, you know, your nephew can't voluntarily or involuntarily give his inheritance to creditors or anyone else. And it wouldn't be bad if the trust can hang. You see, if I would have done a trust for your father, I would have said he doesn't get the money till he's like 30. You know, to give a 24-year-old, he'll be 24 next year, right?
Yeah.
A 24-year-old, 50 grand, they're still babies, they'll blow it. But anyway, you've got to look at the trust. Hopefully there's a spendthrift clause in there. And when you do file bankruptcy, they ask if you're getting any inheritance. You got it? Because if there's no spendthrift clause in the trust, the air ambulance company could sue the trustee to be paid out of your nephew's share. So
when they go in, when he files for bankruptcy, he's literally committing perjury if he says he's not inheriting any money.
It depends on what it says and what the trust says. If he can tell him there's a trust, and if the trust has a spendthrift clause, it's too bad. He will have to disclose the trust to the bankruptcy trustee. They're going to ask about
it. Okay. But if he has a spendthrift clause, then the money...
If your father who set up the trust put a spendthrift clause into the trust, it says your nephew's creditors, any of my beneficiary creditors, the people I'm giving money to, if the people I'm giving money to owe money to anybody, too bad. I don't want my money, your father's money, to go to pay their debts.
Oh, okay.
You got that?
I understand, Dan.
Okay, spendthrift clause.
Thank you, Len.
Sure. Now, let's say hello here to Jack. Jack, KGO, how come you're calling a lawyer?
Len, my wife and I both enjoy your show a lot and need some advice regarding a situation. Right now is fine. We don't have any issues, but we want our daughter to write a written document that if anything happened to her or her female partner, that our three-month-old granddaughter would have direction as to who's to care for her and to be sure we have access to her.
So, wait. See, okay. Your daughter's gay, in a relationship with another woman, and they have a child together, right?
They had a child because Anne had artificial insemination.
Okay. Are they registered as domestic partners or married?
No. It's
And the other woman isn't listed as a parent and has not adopted the child. Is that right?
That is right.
And the baby's 3 months old.
We're very happy with the partner as well.
Yeah. I'm sure they both love that kid like crazy.
You got it.
The fact that your daughter is gay doesn't make any difference. You're worried if both of these women get killed or if your daughter gets killed, what happens to your granddaughter, right?
Right. We want our daughter to write something that would assure the right course of action.
Okay. What your daughter should do is make a will that includes a guardianship nomination. Let me explain. You cannot leave your children to somebody the way you would leave a diamond ring. You can leave your diamond to whoever you want. But, for example, you couldn't leave your kid to a junkie hooker friend. You know what I mean? I'm not saying her friend's a junkie and hookers. I'm using that as a dramatic example.
Right.
So you can't leave because it's not in the best interest of the kids. If you try to, other relatives can get in there. But you can't give away your kid. You can give away money. But if you put a nomination in a will, you're saying, I would like so-and-so to be guardian of my child. And if it's in the best interest of the child, first of all, if no one fights, that'll happen. But if somebody else thinks, no, that's not in the best interest of the child, they can go to court. So if your daughter's partner helps raise the child, she could ask the court to appoint her as guardian, even if your daughter names someone else like you in the will. If you want to ensure that you have visitation rights, right, grandparents can sue for visitation. Let's say, God forbid, I'm talking like a lawyer, I'll give you a worst-case scenario. Your daughter dies, right?
Right.
And you're still alive. You know, I would like my kids at my funeral, not the other way around, of course.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, of course. Worst thing. But anyway, and let's say the lady she's in a relationship with, I'm just making a lawyer story, I'm sure it won't happen, but the lady she's in a relationship with all of a sudden turns on you and doesn't want you to see the kid, and she's got guardianship.
That's a fear, yes.
Okay. To ensure that you have visitation rights, you have to have a close relationship with your grandchild while your daughter's alive. See, you know, grandparents have visitation rights. If your daughter dies, you could petition the court for visitation rights, provided you've had a close relationship with the grandchild.
Right.
That's it. That helps grandparents go to court. So the best thing you can do and have a good time at the same time is spend a lot of time with your granddaughter.
We are.
Yeah. Take her out, buy things for her, all that stuff. Got it?
Now, is anything that she should write, though, expressing her wishes, our daughter?
If she did a will, she could do a form will. You can get one online. You don't even need a lawyer for it. Even if she doesn't have a lot of property, does a will. And in the will, she should say, I would like whoever it is to be guardian of. Let's say the lady she lives with is named Joan.
Uh-huh.
She could say, I want Joan to be guardian of the baby, because Joan's like a mommy also helping raising the baby.
That's true.
But if, God forbid, Joan also dies, then she could say, I would like my parents, Jack, and my mom's Harriet or something, to be guardian. So she names guardians in her will, okay?
Right, in sequence, in case something happened.
Yes. And that'll help, okay?
And then what does she need to say about visitation, the guarantee?
No, that'll work. If you're the guardian, you get visitation. You mean if her partner refuses to let you see the child?
If that were to happen.
You got problems. Then you're talking lawyers and fighting. Get along with her lady friend, you know what I mean?
And spoil the
kid, and you won't have any problems.
So did she need to put anything in writing in that will?
She could put in that who. It wouldn't hurt to put in. You can't specify visitation.
Oh.
Just who the guardian is. That's all.
I see.
Got it?
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay.
Lance.
Spend the holidays with your grandchild. Be wonderful. Time for the news. And here's Brett Burkhart.
Good afternoon, Lynn. California air quality regulators have begun hearing testimony on what would be the nation's most sweeping greenhouse gas regulation. The Air Resources Board expected to pass a key piece of the climate law today that would launch a cap-and-trade carbon program allowing companies to buy credits to surpass emission limits. Free sandbags are being given out to San Mateo County residents who want to shore up against the threat of flooding before the stormy weather hits the Bay Area this weekend. San Carlos neighbors can get up to 10 free sandbags at the Corporation Yard on Branston Road. The cities of Belmont, Menlo Park, and Mountain View also setting up sandbag operations. UC San Francisco shuttle bus was involved in a crash near San Francisco General this morning. It sent 5 people to the hospital. It's not known who caused the crash. And checking on the KGO 24-hour traffic center, westbound 580 and Livermore is a mess. There is a emergency repair work that has 2 lanes closed at Airway, so traffic is backed all the way up to Vasco. Emergency repairs on eastbound 80 has 3 right lanes closed. It's backed up into the maze. Westbound, you're not much better either. Stop and go from Carlson to the maze, and you're fine once you get to the bridge. And there's a ladder in the road on southbound 880 in San Leandro. It's in the number 1 lane before Marina. KGO's Lloyd Lindsay Young says you can expect clouds tonight, rain tomorrow. It'll be heavy at times. Expect periods of heavy rain throughout the weekend. And on your radio, it's 810, KGO News Talk 810. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
And we're going to be back with lots more. Listen to this. Woman in Santa Clara, the cops bust down her door looking for her kid. No arrest warrant or nothing. Why'd the cops do this? And they won't tell her a damn thing. We'll be back with good stories. KGO.
His head is filled up like a Costco shopping cart.
If the two parties can't get together and work on something, then we're just going to constantly go through the spin cycle.
KGO's Gil Gross will be unloading his mind beginning at 2:03 on KGO News Talk 810.
Safeway Talks, the main course. When you serve up a delicious holiday main course from Safeway, you'll get oohs and ahs from everyone at the table. That's why it only makes sense to get your main course from the place that's all about food, Safeway. And we're making the price just as tasty as the meal itself. This week, a delicious Safeway smoked whole or shank half ham, bone-in, is just 99 cents a pound with your club card. Limit two while supplies last. So pick up the star of your holiday celebration at Safeway. And while you're there, don't miss more amazing club card specials, like sweet navel oranges for only 37 cents a pound. And Safeway has great gift cards all in one convenient location. Come in for the best deals on iTunes $10 gift cards. Get 15% off a 4-pack. That's a $6 savings. It's daily deal time with a different amazing deal every day till Christmas. Today, get a 4-pound bag of Safeway boneless, skinless chicken breasts for only $5.96 with your club card. Limit two. Make Safeway your holiday destination. Safeway, ingredients for life.
I remember skating on this rink when I was a kid. When my family would come downtown to see the big Christmas tree in Union Square. After that, we'd go window shopping and then have dinner in Chinatown. For us, it was a tradition. Still is. Like Christmas shopping at Shreve & Company Jewelers.
Browse our expanded selection of designer jewelry this week. New this season, the magnificent sterling silver rings, bracelets, earrings, and necklaces by Slane. They're absolutely stunning. So too are the newest pieces by Kimento, Marco Bicico, Roberto Coin, and Aaron Basha. And our Wellendorf boutique features their entire collection of superb gold jewelry. Let us help you select the gift of beauty and quality she'll cherish this Christmas and forever. Shop Shreve & Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Posting Grant off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
This holiday, I want a remote-controlled secret agent spy car that sees in the dark and can talk to me.
And it helps alert me if I start to doze, helps me see cars in my blind spot, and even helps guide me back into my lane if I accidentally drift.
The Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get the Mercedes-Benz you've dreamed of for a price you've never dreamed possible. Like the 2011 E350 Sports Sedan. An Insurance Institute for Highway Safety top safety pick in 2010. Now lease one for just $639 a month for 24 months with $3,658 due at signing. But hurry, offers end January 3rd. The Mercedes-Benz winter event. May all your holiday wishes come true.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 3rd, 2011. Equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
Visit your local Bay Area Mercedes-Benz dealer for a test drive today. Or visit on the web at BayAreaMercedes.com.
It's holiday season again, and that means spending quality time with family and friends, sharing stories and great meals. This is Dan Bain of Trader Joe's. Spending time with family this holiday season shouldn't mean spending all your hard-earned money, and at Trader Joe's, you don't have to. When you shop for groceries at Trader Joe's, you'll find everyday values that will make holiday shopping a holiday for your wallet, too. We have excellent everyday values on everything you need to make your holiday meals a success. Unique, ready-to-heat appetizers that will leave your guests wanting more. A great variety of fresh produce, and all the basics you need to bake those holiday goodies. Things like milk, eggs, flour, and butter. And of course, great gift ideas for the food lovers in your life. So while you're spending quality time with family and friends this holiday season, shopping at Trader Joe's will make you feel good about all the money you're not spending. For the location of the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Happy holidays!
Have you looked at your bill from the phone company? If you have a small business like me, you might want to take a minute and read it over. After seeing what I was shelling out, I knew I needed to find something better. And I did. I switched to Comcast Business Class. I just wish I had done it a whole lot sooner. I guess I thought the phone company would be the right place for phone and internet service. I guess wrong. What my business has now makes so much more sense for what we need. Plus, switching over was a snap. I was even able to compare what I was paying the phone company to Comcast Business Class. So it was clear that I was making the right choice. With Comcast Business Class, we're getting better phone, fast internet, and tools from Microsoft, all at a price I can feel good about. So really, have you looked at your bill yet?
Call 1-800-391-3000 today to switch to Comcast Business Class. Go to business.comcast.com/save and find out how much your business could save. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a free Ryobi power tool worth up to $99 when you buy a Ryobi Super Combo Kit or a Lithium Ion Combo Kit. Select that free tool from a wide range of power tools and make two of the people on your list happy, or one of them very happy. We're lowering the cost of an extra package under the tree with a free power tool when you buy a Ryobi Super Combo Kit. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through December 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Happy holidays. Welcome to REI. How can I help you?
I am looking for those natural motion multi-sport
men's Vibram Five Fingers KSO shoes.
Yes, and an ultra warm
the North Face Cat's Meow sleeping bag.
Exactly. And I don't know what to get for
an REI gift card.
Well, that was an easy holiday shopping season.
We know what you need and have all the outdoor gifts they'll love. And with REI's 100% satisfaction guarantee and knowledgeable staff, you can be confident with each and every gift you buy. For more information, visit REI or REI.com. REI. Find out.
Len Tillum, KGO News Talk 810. I'm a lawyer. By the way, Sonoma Magazine, the winter 2010 edition of Sonoma Magazine, did a great article on me. You can read it online at sonomamag.com. S-O-N-O-M-A-M-A-G. Sonomamag.com. Check it out. Debbie in Santa Clara, KGO Debbie, why are you calling a lawyer?
Well, about 3-4 days ago, I was at work and I coming home and I called my husband. He says, we got problems. So when I get home, I find my door has been forced open. There's a big dent on the door.
Who kicked it in?
Huh?
Who kicked in your door? Who broke your door?
The police.
Why?
That's what I don't know yet.
What were they looking for?
I don't know that either. They searched my house. They left the paper. It's a yellow paper. It says search and seizure, has my son's name, and then it has his background.
Is your son, is there a warrant out for his arrest?
No. What happened, so let me back up the story a little bit. So
okay.
You can get a picture. Okay. About 5 years ago, he made a bad choice. He's a teenager. He walked into a department store. Him and his two of his brothers walked out with, you know, shirt, pants, and shorts, less than $50. And they're handcuffed at front side of the curb. And then a security guard comes and attacks one of my sons.
Wait. I don't need a five-year-old story. Let me ask you a question. Is your son on probation?
Yes.
And the cops were looking for your son?
Yeah.
Okay, let me explain.
Well, that's what they said. That's their excuse.
If you're on probation... If you're on pro, and he, your son lives with you, right?
Yeah.
And I guess your husband said the cops showed up. They didn't knock. They just busted down the door.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They did knock. Nobody's here for a century.
You know, if your son is on probation, he does not have a right to be free of unreasonable searches and seizures. As a condition of not being put in jail, as a condition of probation, he agreed to give up his right, you know, to be free of unreasonable searches and seizures. They can come looking for him. They don't need a reason. But your son is on probation for what? Some petty theft? It's not a big deal, is it?
What? See what? He did everything he was supposed to. He went to the probation office. They said he did not have to come in no more.
Oh, so he's even on unsupervised probation.
Yeah.
So after the cops broke down the door, did he call up his probation officer?
He went there the next day. He asked him, why did you send a warrant out for my... They said, we didn't do this. He said, okay, then why did they bust down my door?
Yeah.
My house? And he said, well, he couldn't understand that. He said there was no reason for them to do that.
You know, there's a thing called exigent circumstances. If it's an emergency, there's no time to get a warrant. This makes no sense. And did you ask, or your son, he's not going to ask, did you ask the cops to explain why they did this?
He went to the cops afterwards. When he was at the probation officer, they looked on the computer. They said, there's no warrant out for your arrest. He went to the police officer. He talked to the sergeant, who made the order to go in. And he said, why did you go in my house? He said, because on the computer, your name came up under probation, so we decided to go in.
You know what? I would have your son call up Bay Area Police Watch. Something's not kosher here. Bay Area Police Watch has a legal referral service. Let me give you a phone number. You want a phone number?
Yeah.
510 428 510-428-3939. 510-428-3939. Debbie, something doesn't make sense here. I think the cops made a mistake, and they should fix your door at least. Got it?
I mean, if my landlord walks in and sees damage to her place, she can evict me.
Yeah, you got to fix it. I know. It's going to be a real nightmare on the cops.
Fix it immediately, but they left my door wide open. You know, and now I don't feel safe even with cops around me.
It makes no sense. Somebody made a mistake. They usually don't do stuff like that. Call Bay Area Police Watch. Hopefully it won't happen again. Gene in Oakland. KGO Gene, why are you calling a lawyer?
Yes. A friend of mine's son got bit by a dog in an apartment store.
Bit by a dog in a department store in San Francisco?
Yes.
Tell me the story.
And so this little dog got loose and went after the person. My question is, how much exposure does a department store have with regards to allowing an animal off leash or broke away from the other customer?
What could the store? You got to ask this question. The dog owner is responsible. You know, strictly responsible. That means if your dog bites somebody, unless the guy who got bit was hitting the dog over the head with a 2x4, you're responsible. So the dog owner is responsible. Strict liability, California dog bite statute. But in order to stick it to the store, you have to ask, what could they have done to prevent your friend's injury? You know.
Well, one of the things that comes to mind is have signs posted.
Let me tell you this. Even if they listen to me. If they have a sign that says no dogs allowed, they have to allow service dogs. And anybody.
Service dogs.
What?
Service dogs.
I know, but wait a minute. Any crazy person who brings a door into a store could whip out a doctor's letter saying, you should have this dog to help with your high blood pressure. I don't think you got anything on the store. How badly was your friend hurt by the dog bite?
Well, they went to the doctors, and there was no rabbit kind of thing.
And did they get stitches?
No.
Stuff? And your friend's okay, right?
Yeah.
Stuff happens. Forget about it. It's a function of living in this world. Don't sue anybody. Thank God he wasn't, you know, bitten on the face or anything like that. But let it go. That's what I say. Let it go. Hey, Gil Gross, what's happening with you, Gil Gross?
Well, there's a rumor, and it has to be a rumor because it couldn't really be happening, that a lawyer just told somebody to let it go rather than sue. So
yeah.
We're looking into who this crazy person disguised as a lawyer could be.
By the way, I got to ask you this, Gil. I got to ask you something.
Yeah.
You're not going to be talking about WikiLeaks, are you?
Not today.
Good, because I don't know what the big deal is about WikiLeaks. I've been having those for years.
Ladies and gentlemen, the company wishes to apologize. We're going to be. Did you see the videotape? Changing the subject as quickly and humanely as possible. Did you see the videotape of the guy shooting the Panama City, Florida school board?
No.
Oh, it's quite a tape. And a woman, a school board member, comes back in and tries to take out a gunman by hitting him with her handbag. We're going to talk to one of the school board members who was there. And was she a hero or was she absolutely out of her mind?
Out of her mind. Pocketbooks against gun. Pocketbooks loses.
Those pocketbooks are pretty heavy. Let's see what the news has to say.
All right. Gil Gross is up next. Brett Burkhart, all yours.
Hey, good afternoon, Lynn. Race relations between Oakland police and the African-American community have long been on the rocks. Tensions have only worsened with some high-profile officer-involved shootings. It's the reason leaders met with the California NAACP today to try and find solutions. KGO Scott Lettieri was also at that meeting.
It was billed as a hearing on, quote, brutality and civil rights violations carried out by Oakland law enforcement.
And what is it when a black man has no value in America?
Alice Huffman is the president of the California NAACP.
But in our minds, the victims of these killings have been denied their rights of due process, which harkens back to the days of lynching.
Outgoing Mayor Ron Dellums attended, along with Mayor-elect Gene Kwan.
We deal with these questions in Oakland. We deal with these questions throughout the entire country.
I think that the city has to step up.
Yeah, the meeting comes a day after Oakland's police chief asked the FBI to investigate the officer-involved shooting that took the life of a barber. East Palo Alto, once regarded as the murder capital of the country, has seen a 56% decrease in violent crime since 1986, even though The city has the lowest number of sworn police officers per capita. And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, here's Terry Ross.
Livermore, West 580 between North 1st and Airway. It is very heavy, still recovering from earlier road work. Berkeley busy too. Westbound 80 between Golden Gate Fields and the Maze. Stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound heavy from the Maze past Ashby Avenue. Earlier pothole repair work. And San Jose crash, south of 680 on the ramp to South 101. A Hallmark card is a perfect way to connect during holidays. Get one for your aunt because she should know how much she means to you. Show your appreciation with a Hallmark card. Pick up some today. Wherever Hallmark cards are sold, Hallmark cards, the Christmas make it meaningful. And the Bay Area's best traffic coverage is always available at KJORadio.com. Terry Rouse, KJO Radio News.
Clouds tonight, rain tomorrow. It'll be heavy at times all through the weekend. And on your radio, it's 810. KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. Gil Gross at 203.